Today's morning service comes from Knockbreedon Methodist Church in Belfast. The preacher is the Reverend Heather Bell. And after the intro, "Be still for the presence of the Lord," the service is in...
Good morning and a warm welcome from the congregation of Knockbreedon Methodist Church. Knockbreedon has been a part of the Ballinafy circuit in the Rosetta area of East Belfast for over 60 years, and we invite everyone to share in our worship this morning.
On this fourth week of Lent, as the cross is beginning to loom on the horizon, will you continue to walk with me and acknowledge the Lord as your Saviour?
We will.
Will you look beyond outward appearances and pray to see as God sees?
We will.
As we walk the next stage of our Lenten journey, will you go to whom the Lord sends you?
We will.
May I add my welcome on this Mother's Day. We are here, families together, young and old alike, celebrating that God is our true parent, and to give thanks for all those who take on the role of mothering in our world today. Leading the service with me will be Heather Johnson, our family worker, and assorted members of the congregation. Let us worship the Lord as we lift our voices in praise to sing, "Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord."
Come before the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our loving Heavenly Father, we come together this morning to praise and worship you. In your word, you tell us, when two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. As we acknowledge your presence here, we know you are with all those listening at home or elsewhere. Thank you that you know each one of us by name and love us unconditionally. We thank you for your creation, the beauty of this earth. Thank you that you provide for all our material needs. But most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who left the glory of heaven and came to earth and walks with us day after day. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, it reminds us of our own sinfulness. We bring before you the wrong thoughts we've harbored in our hearts, our bad attitudes towards one another, the times we have ignored your guidance. We come in repentance and ask your forgiveness. You tell us if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Loving God, as we go out into this new week, help us to love others as you love us, to forgive others as you forgive us, and to show your grace and compassion to all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us say the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our responsive psalm this morning is probably the most favoured and familiar in all of the Old Testament.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Therefore can I lack nothing.
He will make me lie down in green pastures.
And lead me beside still waters.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
He will refresh my soul.
And guide me in right pathways for his name's sake.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
You spread a table before me in the face of those who trouble me.
You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup will be full.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
Surely your goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a question for you. What do you do when you get scared? Do you cry?
No.
Do you scream?
No.
Do you cuddle your pillow or teddy bear?
Yes.
Do you hide behind the settee?
Yes.
Do you close your eyes and hope that everything will go away?
Yes.
What do you do? Can anyone remember what it is that I'm afraid of?
The dark.
The dark. Well remembered. I can't do this so much these days, but when I was smaller, a lot smaller, if I got scared by the dark, I would sneak into my mum and dad's room and jump on their bed. Sometimes, dad would carry me back to my own bed and leave the nightlight on for me. Other times, my mum and dad would move over and let me squeeze in between them. Do any of you do that?
Yeah.
A few? Well, for me, when that happened, even though I was surrounded by the dark, I felt safe. For most of us, our families will do anything they can to protect us, to make us feel safe. And they do that because they love us. It's important to say thank you to those who try to make us feel safe, not just today, but every day of the year. Can you think of anyone else who tries to protect us? And some of them might wear a uniform.
Policemen.
The army. Ambulance people. Lots of people.
Do you know someone else who protects us?
God.
Well done. The Bible tells us that God is our protector, and if he is our protector, do we have to be afraid?
No.
No, we don't. So even though this is Mother's Day, when you go home, I want you to remember to say thank you to whoever tries to protect you. Your mummies, your daddies, aunties, uncles, grannies, granddads, siblings, anyone. But most importantly, I want you to remember and thank God that he is our protector. Lucy and Robert are now going to come and pray with us.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for being such an amazing God. Thank you for the people you have put in our lives who help keep us safe and protect us. Help us to remember to thank them, and may we also help to keep others safe when they feel afraid. Thank you, God, for being our protector.
Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you have given us people on earth to look after us. Today, we thank you for everyone who has taken on the role of mothering. Please keep them safe and help us never to take them for granted. Amen.
We stand to sing, Be Bold, Be Strong.
The Testament reading this morning is from John chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 31 to 38. When he was gone, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Simon Peter asked him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus replied, Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later. Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Then Jesus answered, Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth, before the cock crows, you will disown me three times. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his word.
Our next hymn is a favourite and one of the great hymns written by Charles Wesley. Historians suggest it was written to celebrate his conversion because of its vivid testimony.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in God's sight. Mother's Day, a day in which we celebrate and give thanks to God for those special qualities of life and love that make a mother. Also to honour God's calling, regardless of gender, to mother the world for Christ's sake. Jesus himself claimed the image of a mother hen gathering her chicks under the protection of her wings. And to his followers he said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples." What better words to read on Mother's Day? Jesus' words are the model for us all, mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, friends. Words which are the very centre of the gospel message this morning, self-giving love of God. And that's why today's lesson from John's Gospel is so appropriate. Jesus knows that his arrest and crucifixion are imminent. He doesn't have much time left to share his message with the world. And he wants to make sure that his disciples have understood the basics of his ministry. Love. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Because God loves us, we ought to love one another. Because he forgives us, we ought to forgive one another. But do we? A weary mother struggled home with the shopping. As she opened the front door, her 10-year-old son ran up to her, eagerly telling her what his little brother had got up to when Dad was on the phone. Robert had taken the felt tips written on the newly hung and very expensive wallpaper. She dropped the shopping and shouted for Robert, finally finding him hiding behind the sofa. She scolded him, told him how naughty he was. Then, angry and upset, she went to see just how bad the damage was. When she saw the wall, she just lost it, bursting into tears. The message her little son had written pierced her heart. It said, "I love Mummy," surrounded by carefully drawn and coloured in hearts. The wallpaper stayed, and a frame was put around the words as a reminder of her son's unconditional love and as a reminder to her to take time to read the writing on the wall. And it's a reminder to us that the writing on today's wall comes from Jesus. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. As I have loved you. Jesus laid down his life to show us that there is no limit to God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Such a familiar and loved verse. Followed by another astounding truth. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it through Jesus. The psalmist reminds us also of the depth of God's love. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There are no pre-existing conditions for God's love. And the love of a good parent echoes the love of the good shepherd. Unconditional, sacrificial. In his book, In the Grip of Grace, Brian Chappell writes about that kind of love. On Sunday, August the 16th, 1987, Northwest Airlines Flight 225 crashed just after taking off from Detroit Airport. There was only one survivor, a 4-year-old from Arizona named Cecilia. Cecilia survived because as the plane was falling, her mother, Paula Chican, unbuckled her own seatbelt,
got down on her knees in front of her daughter, wrapped her arms and body around Cecilia, comforting her, and would not let her go. "I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you always," says God. Unfortunately, some people tend to put conditions on God's love. If you're good enough, God will love you. If you do this, do that, God will love you. But St. Paul writes, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You are loved and accepted. Jesus knew what lay in front of him. He knew about Judas and Peter, and yet he still loved them. Jesus knows how you and I will hurt him. Yet he still loves us and will forgive whatever you ask of him. "Love one another," says Jesus. "As I have loved you, you must love one another." That love is full of compassion and brings comfort. You may ask, how does God's love come to us? God's love in Christ comes to us through people. Queen Victoria, hearing that the wife of an estate worker had lost her baby, and knowing great sorrow herself, wanted to express her sympathy. She called with the grieving mother and spent some time with her. When asked what the Queen had said, the mother replied, "Nothing. She simply put her hands on mine, and we silently wept together." Mother's Day, of course, will be difficult for some. For a parent who wanted children and could not. For those without a mother. Also recognising the changing nature of family in today's society. We hear such terrible stories. Broken, dysfunctional families. How no one kissed the pain and made it better. How sadness was not hugged away. How basic needs were not met. But dreadful as all this is, we shouldn't let the failures of some earthly mothers and fathers blind us to the simple reality that it is possible to love as Jesus loves us. Today we honour and give thanks that for many, this day is a celebration of the love we see in our Saviour that is often found in the love of our mothers. And personally speaking, I'm delighted we also refer to it as Mothering Sunday, because then I can get a card or flowers or maybe even a box of chocolates. You see, I'm not a mother, but I'm an auntie who does a lot of mothering. Jesus' life and death embodied love. The hungry were fed, the sick healed, outcasts and sinners forgiven. Those on the margins of society, women, children, were loved and accepted. Jesus' love was so great that he willingly endured torture and death on the cross, the greatest demonstration of love. Jesus' new commandment to love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another, is telling you to show your love. Put that love into action. Love, not just as a feeling, but action-packed love. But how can we hope to imitate this love in our own lives? Friends, it can be the easiest of things and the simplest of things. Helping others, especially when you're busy. Not retaliating when hurt. Giving generously. Making that phone call. Sharing a meal with your neighbour. Swallowing your pride and taking the first steps to heal that broken relationship. Loving others takes work. It requires sensitivity and selfless concern. And this grows from our relationship with Jesus. His love brings comfort because he knows what it is to suffer. He has known pain, rejection, loss. When his friend Lazarus died, we are told Jesus wept. So when you grieve, Jesus grieves with you. When all around you has collapsed and you're stressed to the point of despair, Jesus knows. Remember in the garden, he was in such anguish, his sweat was like drops of blood. When the crowd stoned, mocked, spat upon him and screamed, "Crucify him!" Jesus could still cry out in love, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus loves and comforts us so we can love and comfort others. Like a friend who sits with us during bereavement. Just as Queen Victoria wept with the grieving mother, God sends us people to sit with us, to listen to us, to comfort us with the comfort they themselves have received from God. God's comfort is like a loving mother or father's, like a good shepherd tending his sheep, like the gentle rebuke to a rebellious child, loving the unlovely in our society. That kind of loving is hard. Paul describes it beautifully in 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Paul then concludes the chapter, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." That is exactly the kind of love we celebrate today. The self-giving love of God in Christ. That's exactly the kind of love Jesus asks us to share with the world. Workmen in a Scottish quarry were preparing to blast rock. They had attached the fuse and retired to a safe place. As they sounded the alarm, to their horror, they saw a small child wandering across the open space where danger threatened. They called the child and waved their arms. With only seconds to go, his mother appeared, kneeled down, opened her arms wide and smiled for him to come. Instantly, the child ran towards her as the ground shook with the force of the explosion. Yet the child was safe in his mother's arms. What a lovely picture of the grace of God and the cross. With arms outstretched on the cross, Jesus gives a gracious invitation to the world to come to him for eternal safety. For when we come to Jesus, he opens his arms, gathers us close, and will not let us go. Amen.
A prayer for others. Heavenly Father, Sovereign God, who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, who reigns over all things, we offer these prayers in the knowledge that you are also a God who listens and responds to the prayers of your people. Help us to understand the needs of the people for whom we pray and to know your heart. Help us to feel the pain of suffering that is outside our experience so that our prayers for others are sincere, reflecting the compassionate heart of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that at this moment you are with us, praying to our Father with us and praying for us. Father, we pray for your church everywhere, that we may be united in Christ, of one heart and one mind.
We pray for your church throughout the UK and Ireland.
that we would remain strong in our faith under increasing pressure from secular society and governments. May we not compromise the truth and teaching of your word. Enable your servants to speak your word with boldness. Give us a humble and contrite heart so that we can be a people you can use to further your kingdom. We pray for our government at Stormont and Westminster and all those in authority, for just and impartial government that maintains law and order and civil liberties, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Bless our lands with peace, that the gospel can flourish in them. Father, we thank you for the work of all your people in government who seek to build the society you intended and desire for us. Guide, encourage, and protect them in all they do. Father, place more and more Christian men and women into government and positions of authority to be peacemakers and change our nation to the glory of your name.
O High King of Heaven, have mercy on our land. Revive your church. Send the Holy Spirit for the sake of the children. Pour out your Spirit upon this land, that it may be drenched with your blessing, that the powers of darkness may be drowned and covered, so that you may have freedom to move by your Spirit. Father, we reach out to you in simple faith, with hearts full of hope, that your will be done in our land. May your kingdom come to our land, in Jesus' name.
We pray for marriage, created by you, Father, for the good of all people. Bless the relationship between each husband and wife, that it may be loving, forgiving, merciful, and strong. Bless every relationship within each household represented here and in our local area, that there may be peace and love and understanding flowing between each one. Father, we pray for the safety and well-being of children. We lift into your loving arms all children who know nothing of parental love and care, who experience abuse and mistreatment at the hands of parents and others. Father, be a loving, protective presence in their lives. Guide all those who work to protect children. Give them wisdom, discernment, and courage in all they do.
Father, we bring before you our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Lord, help pastors and congregations to remain faithful and persevere in the face of intimidation, threats, violence, and death. We pray that the God of all comfort would comfort those who mourn. Father, we pray that your people in Syria will be a city on a hill whose light cannot be hidden. Enable them to play a role in rebuilding their shattered nation and in reconciling previously warring factions. We pray for Christians in Egypt, that they will have courage to continue to be a light to their nation. Lord, cover Egypt with your glory. Father, we pray for the 50 to 70,000 Christians imprisoned in North Korean labor camps. Sustain them in mind, body, and spirit. Change the heart of Kim Jong-un and use him to reform the country. Your light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. God, for your glory in the world, for the sake of your great name, strengthen your church that suffers persecution.
We remember today the millions who are sick, diseased, and starving. In a world where there is enough food for everyone and poverty presents the most basic medical care, where the vulnerable suffer needlessly, we ask that you would give wisdom to world leaders and all who seek to tackle disease and hunger, and so bring an end to the suffering we see daily on our television screens. Heavenly Father, source of all caring and compassion, thank you that your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is our example in how to love and care for the less fortunate and unloved in this world. Help us to be like Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
We stand to sing, I serve a risen Saviour, he's in the world today. I'd like to thank you all for joining with us in Knockbreda this morning. Enjoy the rest of this Mother's Day. And just after the service this morning, our young people are going to share floral gifts with all the ladies in our congregation. So go in peace, love and care for one another. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, life is short and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
And morning service came from Knockbreda Methodist Church in Belfast. The preacher was Reverend Heather Bell and the organist was Rona Quinn. The music was conducted by Rita Christie. Next Sunday morning service will come from All Saints Parish Church in Antrim. Morning service is a Blackthorn production for BBC Radio Ulster.